This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is The Phantom.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And this
AKA,
is...
this should have been a trap.
AKA, I know what you're up to, Miyazaki. I know it.
What is this here for?
Yeah.
Why is this a monster?
I have no idea why it's a monster. It is a monster of what was once a man. The reason I say we know what you're up to, Miyazaki, is this is almost exactly what happens in Dark Souls with the bloodstained phantoms.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, or this has always happened with phantoms. Like, that's always been a thing where you'd see kind of a ghostly apparition of somebody enacting their own death. Like,
right.
Yeah. You know, that's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
It's lots of paragraphs to say that you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, you can't do anything about it, and it's kind of not an issue unless the DM decides that it should be.
Yeah. It's kind of frustrating.
Yeah. Although, again, we're looking at these percentages, and I think, you know, anybody who reads these books or is trying to enact these things in a game will look at a 1-2% chance and say, oh, that will never happen.
Yeah.
It totally will. Like, if 1-2% of people who ever died against their will turned into phantoms, like, the entire world would be nothing but phantoms.
Well, I mean, they account for that just through the fact that you can't be like a level zero scrub.
Right.
But even then, like, if it's like, if you don't, and it can't be soldiers, like, they really, you know, it's like they heard our podcast from the future where we were saying, like, we were going to say, like, oh, the world would be crawling with phantoms if this were true. Then they went back and revised it to account for every eventuality.
Hmm.
You know, to prevent it, because like, it has to be heroes, and like, even in, you know, if I think of like real life, you know, you can't just be somebody who expects to die in war.
Right.
So it'd be like, there'd be a few phantoms out there,
right,
you know, but like, there wouldn't be all that many phantoms.
Basically, it would only be Chesley, Sully, Sullenberger,
yeah, and like Teddy Roosevelt, you know. There's like just a couple people who could be phantoms, you know, the original Rough Rider.
If you could just go and talk to him.
The old bull moose, and it just, you know, it probably, him doing something dastardly and racist would be his phantom doing that over and over.
By the time he died, he was just really sad about his son dying in the Spanish-American War.
Mm.
Yeah, he really, his tune changed after that. He was against us going into World War One.
Yeah, no longer a bull moose.
No. Fuck.
Cuck moose. So this guy, like, it just causes fear, but it, like, when I still called it a trap, like, it may as well just be like a, you know, an effect that you have. Like, this is just a DM tool, not a monster.
Right.
Like, we need to show the player something, or we need to scare them away from something.
Right.
Because the most frustrating thing is, like, if you avenge their death or get rid of their skeleton or whatever, it doesn't do anything.
Right.
Like, there's just nothing you can do. Yeah. Like, this is a non-interactive element of the game.
It is literally just there to communicate that a danger is about to happen, or like, they try to put a little bit of English on it in the last paragraph, saying that beings from the evil lower planes can project these up to misguide or mislead adventurers in the prime material.
Yeah, and they still can't hurt things.
Right.
You know, phantoms just can't hurt things, and they just scare you. So it's like, it's not just that, like, to tell you that there might be a danger. It's to tell you that there might have been a danger at some point in history anywhere nearby.
Right.
Which is always true. It's like how Spider-Man's, like, spidey sense should always be tingling because he's surrounded by, like, cholesterol and stuff. You know?
There's almost always a satellite overhead. Like,
yeah. There's something, always something that can happen to Spider-Man. Like, there's always the fear of an unknown congenital heart. Oh, man. Can you imagine if Spider-Man had like a congenital heart defect that was going to kill him at some point? And when he, you know, once that developed, his spider sense just wouldn't stop going off.
Well, that's just the condition we all live in, Gary.
Yeah, but you'd feel like, you'd feel it more. Like, you don't have a spider sense, Cole.
I suppose. I do, Gary. It's called anxiety. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.